Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time. It all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next, because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone, and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects, and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader. Look around, what do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar-powered, eco-friendly, vegan leather-wrapped, aromatherapy-scented, disco ball-equipped self-driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Much love and many thanks to everybody tuned in and locked in all over North America. I'm going to be hanging out with you for the next 4 hours. This is when the show gets started at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. Thank you so much to super producer and host Ryan Hickey. He's holding it down for us in New York City. Happy Tuesday. Wherever you're at, whatever you're doing, wherever you're going, I hope you're safe. I hope you're well. I hope all of that good stuff. We got good and bad stuff to talk about over the next 4 hours. I guess it depends on where your sports affiliation lies. If you're a fan of the New York Jets, probably not feeling good. Hassan Reddick doesn't want to show up to work. If you're a fan of the 49ers, at least Brandon Ayuk showed up for work. I'm sure he still wants to be traded. I know he wants his money. Saquon Barkley describes how he has been disrespected by the New York Giants. NFL is still looking to go to 18 games in a season. Drake May, he ain't ready. Not to start for the Patriots, at least. The U.S. women, they're getting ready for the Olympics, and they beat Germany, smacked them 84-57. Caitlin Clark could have got the mop-up minutes. Snoop Dogg is going to carry the Olympic torch. The Kelseys are interested in selling cereal. What a day, what a day, what a day. And it's Big Ten Media Day started. So much going on. And how about this? We got news that's just come in. Matthew Stafford, this guy, he is at work. This man, what do you got here? Working out a contract adjustment. It was due only $31 million this year, $15 million guaranteed this season. And this is some news that's just coming in. We'll give you the details shortly. Just a bunch of millionaires making more money. Just a little bit more dollars. Just a little bit. Speaking of making money, you can make money, too, by listening to us. Let us get you through your workday. Let us get you home. Let us get you wherever the hell you need to be. Let us help you keep busy while you get to your coin. You can always listen to the show on the free Odyssey app. You can lock in live and local on your affiliate wherever you live. You can tune in on SiriusXM 158 and a smart speaker. If you have one, ask your speaker to play the Infinity Sports Network. If you want to reach out to us, it's simple. The phone number here is 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I'm at JR Sport Brief everywhere on social media. That is X. That is Facebook. That is Instagram. All of those places where you are probably wasting your time. I'm there. Try not to waste mine. Super producer and host Ryan Hickey, how are you this Tuesday, July 23rd?
I'm good. Unlike Hassan Reddick, but like Tua Tagovailoa, we are both looking for pay increases, but did show up to work today.
We're at work. We're here. We showed up to work. Matthew Stafford showed up to work. Tua Tagovailoa showed up to work. Brandon Ayuk showed up to work. The only person who did not show up to work amongst the teams that did report, I think the only four NFL teams that have yet to report to camp yet, as Hickey just said, Hassan Reddick did not show up to work. New York Jets players were supposed to report to training camp today. They were supposed to start practicing tomorrow, or they should. Hassan Reddick nowhere to be found. The guy that the New York Jets just traded to hopefully go out there and get, I don't know, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15 sacks, he's not at work. The New York Jets, this is hilarious. This is a very Jets thing. On one end, you get somebody like Aaron Rodgers. He's like, yeah, I went to Egypt. I looked at the Sphinx. I found its nose. Did some drugs, and I came home. That's what I assume. I don't know what he did. I'm just guessing. I could be wrong. And then he comes back, and then he's sitting on podcast giving us soliloquies about what part of minicamp he was absent from. It used to be camp, but now it's mini camp. And anyway, in the mind of Aaron Rodgers, thank you so much. That's on the offensive side of the ball. For a guy who's already 40 years old throwing a rock, and the New York Jets have pinned their entire future on him. One good thing about the New York Jets over the past few seasons is their defense. If they had a damn quarterback, I mean, damn it, they would be good. They'd be back in the postseason. It's something that they haven't seen since 2010. We have people who are about to go to school, high school. People whose brains work and have been developed. They have never seen the New York Jets in the playoffs. It's a foreign concept. Only if they had a quarterback. Because they got a C.J. Mosley, right? They got a Quinnen Williams. They got a Pro Bowler. They got an offensive line. They got a front seven. Rob Saleh got what he wanted. Basically recreated a damn defense from San Francisco, if only he had a quarterback. But now he has a quarterback. And then they traded for a guy in Hassan Reddick who wanted a new contract. The Philadelphia Eagles is like, nah, man, we ain't giving you a new contract. So they signed Bryce Huff from the New York Jets, who had 11 sacks last year, who also happens to be 3 or 4 years younger. They signed him to a cheaper deal. 3 years, $51 million. Hassan Reddick is like, I need to make about 25 per. He's about to make 14 this year for the Jets. He did not show up to work. And the story goes, as of today, he told the New York Jets upon being traded, yeah, that I'd show up. We just got to work on the contract. And here's where it boils down to. He hasn't showed up at all. The New York Jets have a feeling that he went back on his word. And they will not negotiate a new contract for him in any type of way unless he shows up to work. And so now we got a game of cat and mouse. Just in the past offseason through minicamp, he didn't show up at all. They fined him $50,000. That was over the minicamp period. If he continues to miss work every day, every practice, he's fined $50,000. I don't care who you are. That's a lot of money unless they wipe it out at the end. I doubt it. This is a man who forfeited a $250,000 workout bonus. He didn't even work out with the Jets. There were photos of Hassan Reddick hanging out in Japan. I don't know if they like American football out there. I doubt it. Probably. Hickey, how many people you think in Japan like American football? Five?
Yeah, that's fair.
Are they all on our own military bases? They're Americans, right?
Now, I would say five locals, we'll say.
Five people in the whole country of Japan. Five.
That'd be my guess, yeah.
And everybody else who likes it is from America, stationed
yes.
there.
Okay. Yes.
Makes sense, makes sense. Maybe Hassan Reddick was doing one of those USO tours. I have no idea. Bottom line is this man showed up, said hello to the New York Jets, and then bailed. I want to call him even more of a mystery than Aaron Rodgers, but I don't want to call him that wacky. And so today, with the players speaking, Rob Saleh will not speak until tomorrow. If Joe Douglas speaks, it will not be until tomorrow. The players, the New York Jets players, were left to answer questions about their newest teammate that the Jets traded for, knew that he wanted a new deal, thought that they had some type of verbal deal that he would show up and then they would work one out, maybe even in the season. And then he just ultimately said, nah, pay me now. Figure it out. Damn. So the New York Jets players had the answer for this. You know what? But before we hear from them, the last time we heard from head coach Rob Saleh, pretty hilarious, kind of listening to this now in July. Rob Saleh, head coach of the New York Jets, he pretty much said, I didn't know that Hassan Reddick was going to skip camp to get a new contract. This is what Saleh said last month.
With regards to those details, I don't know the exact details, and nothing was made aware of. I'm not aware of any of the details that you're looking for in that situation. But it's a question for Joe.
He's like, I just coach the guys, except for Aaron Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers coaches me because he's the boss. Ha ha ha. Hickey, you like that little nervous laugh from Rob Saleh?
No. No, oh, I do not.
A little nervous laugh.
Oh, boy.
I guess you got to even things out. This is also a great response from Rob Saleh. Hey, coach, last month, are you concerned that Hassan Reddick will be missing come July, like now? Listen to what he said back then.
I'm not. I'm not concerned. I understand that there's a... I understand everything that's happening, but at the same time, I know when it comes time to play football, like I said before, he's going to be ready to play football.
In September? Not now, right? In September. He's talking about September. I think he'll be playing football in September, too. Maybe that's what he's worried about. He doesn't seem concerned about anything else. Hey, Rob Saleh, for the guy to kind of, you know, I guess go back on his word, how do you feel about him? Is he a nasty guy or is he a good guy?
The guy's a great dude. He's been in multiple places and played at a high level at multiple places. He's a pro seasoned vet, and he's the last guy I'm worried about on whether or not he'll be ready to play football. He knows what he needs to do to get himself ready.
Rob Saleh ain't worried about nothing. He's not worried about a damn thing. As long as this dude shows up in September, I mean, over the past four seasons, last year in Arizona, finally put him at edge, 12 sacks. Carolina, 1 year, 11 sacks. Past 2 years in Philadelphia, 16 and 11. That's 27 total sacks. This man would be a game breaker for the New York Jets, along with Quinnen Williams on that front line, Will McDonald. They've drafted so many defensive players. They got to have a rotation out there. You want to think about the past couple of seasons? He's in the same category of a Micah Parsons. Miles Garrett, defensive player of the year. Shouldn't have got it, though. Nick Bosa. He's in that category when it comes to wrecking the opposing team's quarterback, but he's not at work. And so, of course, this looks crazy for the New York Jets. Of course, Rob Saleh is going to have to answer additional questions about this tomorrow. And the Jets again. What else is new? The Jets look like a joke. Who had to answer the questions today? Their own players. How about C.J. Mosley, linebacker? He says, yeah, Hassan Reddick, him not being here, even though he just got here, there's no distraction, none at all. Of course not, no distraction.
I mean, when you deal with, you know, contracts and things like that, it doesn't really get to the locker room because, you know, we don't control that. So when he does get here, then, you know, we'll be able to, you know, have our two cents to say. But, you know, we know he's a pro. He's been at the highest level of competition, so I'm sure whenever that gets worked out, he'll be here ready to roll. So when he gets here, just be another great player to add to our defensive line.
Oh, that's a nice comment. Teammates typically don't throw each other under the bus. I mean, if Tyreek Hill was on the New York Jets, he'd be saying Hassan Reddick deserves the highest paid defensive contract in NFL history. Such a nice guy. But Tyreek Hill is currently preoccupied with Tua Tagovailoa in his contract. Let's hear from another one of Hassan Reddick's. Hickey, are they're teammates, right? Are they teammates? Technically, they are, right? Yeah.
Technically, he's under contract. So technically, yeah. Yes, teammates.
At only $14 million a season. He wants double the money. Quinnen Williams, who's making $100 million. He's had to go through the entire holdout process with the New York Jets to get a new contract. Quinnen Williams was pretty much saying, I ain't worried about it. Not at all.
It wasn't a big reaction, man. Hassan is a great person on the field and off the field, a great teammate, a great, great talent when it comes down to pass rushing, when it comes down to run stopping and doing the things that he can do. And I was in his position last year, so I know how the organization works. I know how Joe Douglas and Kosala and all those guys works. And knowing him personally as a great competitor and a great person who wants to be here, who wants to win championships, man, I know they're going to get everything ironed out.
Oh, okay. Are they going to change their minds, though? Are they going to negotiate his contract while he's gone? It appears not. How long is he going to hold out? When is he going to show up hoping for a renegotiation? The New York Jets traded for a guy who wanted a new contract. The guy told him, I'm going to show up to work until you give me one. And then he changed his mind. And the New York Jets are pretty much left having to extend this man. Because you traded a third-round pick for the guy that could turn into a second-rounder. You can't make this up. You got to figure something out. New York Jets perennially screwed. And I love how everybody just says, well, he's a good guy. Who's going to say he's a bad guy? Hey, Quinnen, you've been through this. Tell me again. You think again that they're going to get this fixed? What?
I know this organization is amazing when it comes down to getting those things done in a decent time. So I'm pretty sure they're just going to iron everything out. But he's a phenomenal football player, man. When he stepped on his field, man, he changed the whole aura of it just because he's a guy that can put up 15-plus sacks a year, 10-plus sacks a year, and different things like that. So I'm just blessed to have him on my side.
We know that. Is he going to play for the New York Jets? Yes. Is he going to have a deal come September? Probably. Do I think he's going to show up between now and September? I think he will. But this is just another embarrassment because it's the Jets. You know, if I wanted to take it a step further, I would just say that Aaron Rodgers is Hassan Reddick's advisor. This is what it seems like, right? At least Aaron Rodgers showed up to work. And you want to know what he was wearing because he can't help himself? This man was wearing a shirt. What is that the cat called? A sphinx. That's what he showed up with on his shirt. The old Egyptian sphinx. Because he had to rub it into everybody. Yeah, I went to Egypt and now I'm back to work. The only thing he didn't do on the way into the building was stop and record a podcast. That would have been the most Aaron Rodgers thing possible. The New York Jets are like a wobbly-ass train. They haven't had a holdout since Darrell Revis in 2010. We all watched that on Hard Knocks. The New York Jets haven't been to the postseason since 2010. They now have the longest streak in North American professional sports now that the Sacramento Kings got in the year prior to this. The New York Jets are just a train rolling through the night, making a lot of noise, thinking they're going somewhere, and hoping that they get there without an accident. Knowing that this is the New York Jets, the sunlight will come out, they will think that they're on the right path, and then they'll crash. Welcome to the New York Jets. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. We got a lot to discuss. Kevin Durant, is he going to play basketball? I don't know. That guy's body, it seemed like he got hit by a train. Brandon Ayuk, he showed up to work. The NFL is trying to extend to 18 games. They're trying to do it sooner rather than later. It doesn't appear that Drake May is going to get a start right out of the gate. No shock there. Snoop Dogg is going to be carrying the Olympic torch. What world are we living in? And you know what? Since Hassan Reddick is looking for money, when we come back on the other side of the break, I want to talk to you about a running back. We know that they really feel that they get no money. I'm going to tell you about a running back who feels disrespected by his former team. All his business is out there, even his phone calls. They're all public. It's the JR Sport Brief Show. We're just getting started. It's the Infinity Sports Network.
Doors take us to summers away or winter adventures and afternoon getaways. Your dedicated Fidelity advisor can help you open those doors by working with you on a comprehensive plan to help you reach your wealth's full potential. Because doors were meant to be opened. Visit fidelity.com/wealth. Investment minimum supply. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar powered, eco friendly, vegan leather wrapped, aromatherapy scented, disco ball equipped self driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars, and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify is got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I don't know, maybe there's something in the water in New York. Players get to New York or at least New Jersey and they just feel disrespected. Hassan Reddick, he wants a new contract from the New York Jets. They just traded for him. He's not showing up to work, and apparently the Jets are surprised. They're like, hey, you got one more year left on your deal. At least come to work and let's figure it out. The guy last was photographed in Japan, wearing those, I don't know what those wooden platform shoes. I don't know what they're called. Forgive me. He's having the time of his life. Anyway, there's another guy who used to play in New York. And now he basically, well, New Jersey. Now he plays on the other side of New Jersey. He plays in Philadelphia. He feels disrespected. His name is Saquon Barkley. Yeah, the same Saquon Barkley whose entire contract negotiations has now been highlighted on Hard Knocks on HBO. We had to sit down and listen to Joe Shane have a whole awkward conversation with Saquon Barkley about, hey, man, well, listen, we don't know what to pay you, so go out into the open market, figure out what it is, and then come back to us. And we had to listen to Saquon Barkley awkwardly say, well, you know I want to be here, so just offer me something, even though they did already. And so now that we've gotten that episode out of Hard Knocks, now that we know that Saquon Barkley signed a 3-year, $37 million deal that comes to about north of $12 million per, how does Saquon Barkley feel about the latest, let's just say, negotiations and conversations going public? Saquon Barkley, he sat down on the Scoop City podcast, and he said he felt disrespected by the New York Giants.
I feel like the Giants thought I was going to go out there and get 9, maybe 8, stretch at 10, and then I'll come back to them. And it's like, all right, well, we got you. If you want to come play at 9, you can come play at 9, which I think that truly would have got it done. I think that's just where they valued me at, or Joe valued me at. He had a price point where he was willing to pay, and he wasn't going to go over to it. And, you know, kudos to him for sticking to his gut. But, yeah, that's how I feel. And I kind of felt like it was, like, you know, kind of a little disrespectful, to be honest, because it's kind of like a slap in the face. But you go see what you are worth, and then if you're worth that, we'll see if you're worth it, and maybe we'll match it.
Man, why is that disrespectful? That's business, man. Like, what part of this am I missing? What's so disrespectful about, we franchise tagged you last year, we gave you 10. We don't, and it's not even a matter of what you're worth. Well, it is. What are you worth to us? What you're worth to one team might be different than what you're worth to another team, okay? The New York Giants got bigger issues and bigger problems than running back. They got to figure out whether or not Daniel Jones can actually throw the football, because the last time I checked, I haven't seen a running back just drive a team all the way to the Super Bowl by himself. I've never seen a running back drag a team from being irrelevant with a quarterback who can't stay healthy to anywhere. So what are we doing? It's not worth it for the New York Giants to say, well, hey, Saquon, we're just going to pay you 12 and 13. We paid you 10, and the top guy's making 16, can't pay you that. You know, Saquon, here's 13 and 14. They weren't going to do that. They found a number. They found the number was too rich. Joe Shane says that the Giants would have to pay more than that, maybe. They didn't commit. And so they said, no, thanks. It's not disrespectful, man. You're a free agent. It was collectively bargained for you to go out and do what you want. The New York Giants, they could have did something else. They could have tagged you again. They didn't. They had to pay you more, but they could have. Disrespect, get over it, man. I get it. Professional athletes are in their bubbles, they're in their boxes, they're competitive. They look at what the next guy has. It's business, man. Giants don't need Saquon Barkley. And yeah, sure, they wish you could be a Giant for life, but they would have been hamstrung in other places, man. Come on. It makes all the sense in the world. When you turn off the emotions, whether you happen to be a Giants fan or you're Saquon Barkley, it makes no sense for a mediocre-ass team with no offensive line and a bum-ass quarterback who's been hurt to just give him all the money. Please, somebody help me. How does that make sense? Saquon was disrespected. If he wanted to be a Giant, they could have called back and said, yeah, it's for 12, and he's, okay, we'll sign. He already felt that he was being flim-flammed. Oh, they only want to pay me 9. They didn't think I was going to make more than 9. They go back and sign. Can't have it both ways. Everybody wants to feel so damn disrespected when it's business. Come on, man. You had options. The Eagles gave you options. He said that other teams came through with better offers. Said he didn't think the Giants thought so. That's why they let him out. Come on. Giants said, we got holes to fill. And if we can get him back on our number, then we will do it. And if we can't, then he's gone, and that's what happened. Everybody needs to get over, get off the disrespect bandwagon. Hickey, you think he was disrespected by the Giants?
I do a little bit, yeah. Just because, like, he wanted to be there and they thought so little of him, again, from the Giants' perspective, rightfully so. I don't think they should have given him a big-time deal. But with that said, if you want to be there, and it's like, okay, like, give me a number here so that I'm working with, then it's like, you know, we don't think you're going to get lost. You go out there, you go find the number, then maybe if we feel you're worthy enough, we'll match that. I get why Saquon feels disrespected.
Well, that's not disrespect. That's the point. It's not a matter of, hey, we don't think enough of you, so go out and find a deal. They wanted him to see what his worth was and see if he can get more somewhere else, and he did, and so he left. Where's the disrespectful part? It's not a matter of, oh, well, let's see how little you find out there. I don't believe that. That's in any negotiation. You think you can go find better, then go find it. And if we could do it, we can. If we can't, we can't. Bye. And not disrespect this business.
I mean, I get it.
He needs a hug.
If you're Saquon, And you, if you want to feel like the Giants actually wanted you, they would have at least given you an offer. They didn't give an offer.
They offered this guy a contract before last season.
And he didn't want it.
He didn't want it, so they tagged him. Okay. And the last time I checked, the number was pretty similar. I mean, he probably got more guaranteed money. But what are we doing here? There's only one way to figure out, and that's to go year by year. And the Giants did 1 year because they couldn't come to an agreement. And then they said, all right, we're not going to. They could have tagged him again. That would have been jerky, okay? But they didn't.
I mean, could they have, though? What, if they're not willing, you know, the tag was, what, 12 and something?
Pretty, yeah, would have went up from
like
the 10.
Like, they didn't
want to
give him more than $9 or $10 million. Like, are they really going to tag him?
Well, I mean, they could have been a jerk and done so. They didn't want him to go to the Eagles so bad. But the last time I checked, that was the number that they offered him before the season anyway. He said no. He just needs a hug. All these athletes want to be disrespected. Like, come on. I saw Kevin Durant was angry he wasn't in a commercial. Like, what are we doing? did you hear about that?
Oh, I did. I saw the social media posts.
These guys are making millions and millions of dollars. And everybody is so angry. Kevin Durant not happy that he was in a Nike commercial. You know what? We're going to take a break. Marco, did you hear about Kevin Durant angry about this?
I didn't. I missed this one. I'm mad at myself. I don't know how I missed this.
Well, you know what? We're going to talk about it on the other side of the break. Because if you thought Saquon Barkley felt disrespected, Kevin Durant is not happy that he was not featured in a Nike commercial featuring famous villainous voice, William Dafoe. I thought Kevin Durant has better issues to worry about, like whether or not he's going to be healthy enough to play basketball. We'll go from one disrespected athlete to another. We'll talk about Kevin Durant, his stupid commercial. That's a great Nike commercial, by the way. And then whether or not, is Kevin Durant even going to play basketball? We'll give you an update on that.
Have you ever covered a carpet stain with a rug? Ignored a leaky faucet? Pretended your half-painted living room is supposed to look that way? Well, you're not alone. We've all got unfinished home projects. Whether it's a door that sticks, or a disorganized closet, or an AC unit that only works half the time, it all matters. You just haven't taken care of it yet. But there's an easier way. Just download the Thumbtack app. You can search for what you need done and find tons of highly rated pros right in your neighborhood. Check prices, reviews, and book a pro right on the spot. Plus, you'll know what to tackle next because Thumbtack is the app that shows you what to do, who to hire, and when. Pull out your phone and in just a few taps, say goodbye to all those unfinished home projects and say hello to caring for your home the easier way. Download Thumbtack and start a project today.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the markable fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
The JR Sport Brief show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. We talked about Hassan Reddick not showing up for the New York Jets. We talked about Saquon Barkley letting everybody know he feels disrespected by the New York Giants. He said he wanted to be a Giant. The Giants wanted him, but then they told him, hey, well, listen, man, go out and find a deal, and if you find a better one, good luck. He feels disrespected. To me, that just sounds like business. You got to take your emotions out of it. You got to take your experience out of it. You got to take your feelings out of it. You're in Philadelphia, man. You're playing in the NFL. This is a cutthroat business. Forget your feelings and the disrespect. All these athletes talk about is, I want my money. The money equals the respect. Well, man, there's 32 teams. Somebody else down the highway gave it to you. You didn't even have to move anywhere. Not far. Come on. Hickey, didn't Saquon Barkley say that he grew up an Eagles fan? Is that what he said?
Yes, he did.
Come on, man. He played at Penn State. What are we doing? His dad is from the Bronx. So what? New York, Philadelphia, same thing. Come on. Right next door. Get over it. Could have been worse. Hickey, I can understand him being mad if he had to go play for the picket team. Pick one. Go ahead. Pick one.
The Panthers.
Too close. Seattle. Come on. If he had to go play. Yeah, Panthers, a bad team. You're right. Oh, my God. Oh, now, that'd be punishment, wouldn't it?
That would be, yeah, pretty behind that offensive line. Ask his former teammate, Miles Sanders. No bueno.
Oh, my God. Or Seattle, which is far as hell.
Right.
Yeah. He's playing for the Eagles. He's competing for a Super Bowl. Get over it, man. It'd be okay. Anyway, speaking of disrespect, we got so many athletes got to be in their feelings. The latest guy in his feelings, what a shock. He took his feelings to social media. Kevin Durant, 36-year-old NBA athlete, still capable of dropping 27, 6, and 5, still one of the most dangerous scorers in the NBA. Somebody who actually this past season, he played 75 games. What a shock. I guess this upcoming season, he might be down to 60 or 50. If I got to put some odds on it, that's just me. And Kevin Durant right now, he is in Paris. Kevin Durant is trying to pick up his fourth gold medal. He's been winning golds. This man in 2012 in London Olympics wins gold. Rio de Janeiro 2016 wins gold. 2020, 2021 in Tokyo, Japan, Kevin Durant, he wins gold. And now here we are. What year is this? 2024. Kevin Durant is back trying to win gold in Paris. Except for right now, he's going to be 36 years old in September. He's dealing with a strained calf. He did not compete in not one damn exhibition game. The USA played 5 exhibition games. The most recent yesterday against Germany. US won. Kevin Durant was nowhere to be seen. They said that he's doing all this practicing, but he hasn't played. They're just going to throw him out there on Sunday against Serbia? I guess so. I don't know. But in the meantime, Kevin Durant feels disrespected because he was not in a Nike ad. While I was sitting down watching the game, USA versus South Sudan, William Dafoe has a very distinct voice. He played the Green Goblin in Spider-Man, and he always sounds like an angry you-know-what, just has a villainous voice, great voice. And he's voicing a Nike ad that features all these Olympians, when not just basketball, but you know, got Simone Biles, and they got images of Kobe Bryant and Victor Wembanyama, past, present, future. LeBron James is in there. And William Dafoe, the theme is, am I a bad person for wanting to win, for wanting to rip your heart out, for wanting to take something from you so I can be victorious? Beautifully written commercial, even has the strings and the piano music. Am I a villain? It's a great commercial. Kevin Durant wasn't in the commercial. Kevin Durant was on Instagram. Responded to a post. Went to his stories. And said, at Nike, tell me, am I a bad person? Oh, my goodness. Kevin Durant has been a Nike athlete for the past, I don't even know what. Let's just say 15 years. They got to be paying this dude, what, $30 million a year? Probably doesn't even include royalties. Kevin Durant is making bank. He's mad that he's not in the commercial. Like, what world are we living in? Come on. I think people buy more Kevin Durant shoes than any other Nike shoe in forever. He's been with Nike since 2007. Come on. Kevin Durant feels disrespected. Hickey, you think he feels rightfully so? He should have been in that commercial, but was he really disrespected?
I mean, I did watch the commercial. I don't think it would have been crazy for them to include him in there. I think he probably should have been included.
Maybe. Why? Because he's going for his fourth Olympic medal?
And he's still, I know injuries have kind of curtailed at times. He still is a great player. Yeah, I think he has enough cachet to be included in that commercial.
They could have gave him a half a second, right?
That's I'm not saying he has to be the focal point. LeBron there was probably, what, 20 athletes, would you say, featured in that?
20 plus, all over the place, yeah.
Tell me you didn't have room, and it was like a long commercial, too. It was like, what, over a minute? Tell me you really didn't have room for KD just for one shot?
Maybe he's too whiny. Maybe he proved that point. We want people.
Was it a test?
We want people who are cut. The whole commercial is about being a bad guy, being a villain, ripping your throat out. He's a whiny baby on the internet, and I love him. I like him personally. He probably don't like me no more, but I like him personally. He's a nice guy. He's just on the internet too much. He's always been on the internet, and maybe he proved that point. You know, we got Victor Wembanyama. We got like four basketball players. Giannis is in it. LeBron is in it. Kobe. Like, why do we got to put him in it? We know LeBron's going to be in a commercial. Why are we going to put Kevin Durant in there for? I don't blame him. They pay him enough money. Too bad. I'd love to see him play. I hope he plays. You know, more than anything, I'd love to see Kevin Durant healthy. And I don't know if he's going to finish the Olympics healthy. I hope so. Last thing I want to see is a guy go out there on a bad calf and blow out his Achilles like he did in the finals in 2019. We don't need that, especially for a guy who's 36 damn years old. You know, Steve Kerr was asked about this. Drew Holiday was asked about this. And even Drew Holiday made it sound crazy that, it'd be nuts to remove Durant. Listen to the two of them.
There's no thought of replacing Kevin.
Is there a concern about trying to work him in just because he hasn't? I know he's awesome.
Yeah, I mean, I think the...
That's Kevin Durant, my boy. Now, what are we talking about? That's KD. Nah, he need to be out there.
Yeah, but he can't play. He hasn't been healthy enough to play. Everybody wants to feel so disrespected, but nobody can show up to work. What are we doing? It's Saquon Barkley in his own space. This man for the past few years, injuries. Show up to work. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4227. I get it. Injuries are a part of sports, as a part of athletics. Show up to work first. You're getting paid enough money. Philip is calling from Virginia. You're on the JR Sport Reese Show on the Infinity Sports Network. What's up, Philip?
JR, honored to be on with you. I wanted to preface things by saying I worked in radio for 10 years back in the 80s and 90s. And I quickly learned that I couldn't paint word pictures very well like you do. And I'm so grateful to have such a format that you're providing for hillbillies like me in Virginia. I guess my question is, when I was younger, I'm 61 now, I always saw the management point of view, you know, saying there might have been tinged with jealousy, you know, why are these guys making so much money in all sports and here I am working menial jobs and everything. But after the extent of my football career was through JV, and all I got was bad knees and shoulders and hips and all good things like that, do you see more of the player's point of view where they should get everything they can now to provide for them in later years against things like CTE and go ahead. I'll listen. Thank you, JR. I really appreciate it.
Well, thank you so much. What part of Virginia are you calling from, Philip?
I'm coming from a little town called Marion, Virginia. It's kind of on the Tennessee-Virginia border. And so I'm listening to one of your great affiliates on Infinity Sports Radio on WXSM, and they are an affiliate, or they simulcast University of Tennessee and East Tennessee
UT.
State.
Okay.
Yeah.
You're closer to me than what I thought. You out on the west side of Virginia, huh?
There you go.
All right. Well, thank you, Philip. I'm gonna answer your question. You call me up anytime, okay?
Thank you, sir. I appreciate it. No, really enjoy it.
No doubt about it. Thank you, Philip, for calling from Virginia. Shout outs to my wonderful people listening in VA. I'm very familiar with VA, unfortunately, everything from the water to the west. Very familiar. Now, That's a great question. When you do 4 hours of radio every single day for 4 and 5 years, that's how long I've been here now on the Infinity Sports Network. People aren't going to know everything you say. I've been criticized many times for defending the players, saying that they need to get as much money as they can. They basically got a 50-50 split, but we know NFL contracts are not guaranteed. The average player is only going to be out there for about 3 to 4 years. Listen, get all the money that you can. I'm not mad at any of the players. Get as much money as you can, and the players do so. But what I say is, get out your feelings about it. Get out your feelings. Like, turn off the disrespect. Get the brass tacks. Get to the facts. Can I make this money here? Do I have to go to this team to get this money? How do I want to accomplish that? You know, I look at a guy like Brandon Ayuk from the San Francisco 49ers. I think he's taken one of the most ridiculous approaches that I have ever seen to trying to get a new contract. This guy's sitting around on social media posting, you know, Commanders film, love letters and video to Jaden Daniel. It's like, stop it, man. Like, we get it. You want a new contract. You want a new deal. But take a bunch of steps back. Who has the leverage here? Who has the upper hand? Who has the wherewithal to go, we ain't doing it? It's the 49ers. And so I'm all here for, quote unquote, player empowerment. I'm here for all the players to get as much money as they can, but I'm also realistic. Everybody don't have no reason to sit around and be disrespected. Maybe you're going to use that disrespect to up your level of play on the field. If you're going to do that, then God bless you. Some people need a little battery in their back. Some people need a kick in the ass. Some people need a little bit more to find motivation. And for professional athletes, if that means taking every little slight and utilizing it as energy for the future, then so be it. But come on, you're making $30 and $40 and $50 and $60 million a year. Save your disrespect. Whoop that ass on the field or on the basketball court. It's the JR Sportbeat Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, let's talk about Brandon Ayuk and a basketball player. He got paid, but he also felt disrespected. What a shock.
Look around. What do you see? Cars, lots of them. And guess what? They're probably on Auto Trader. Whether you're into timeless classics or the latest trends, did somebody say solar powered, eco friendly, vegan leather wrapped, aromatherapy scented, disco ball equipped, self driving car? If you see it on the road, you can likely find it on Auto Trader. Big cars, small cars, blue cars, new cars, and used cars, electric cars, and one day, maybe even flying cars. With millions of options to choose from, buying a car becomes a whole lot easier. See it, find it, Auto Trader.